Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. And today I have for you a tiny tip. Why? Because it's the 22nd of August 2017, and in 2 days' time, it's our wedding anniversary. And last night, my wife surprised me by saying that tonight, we're going away for the night to a nice hotel, which is fantastic. But it does mean that everything today needs to get compressed into a smaller size. So this is a tiny Tuesday teaching tip. But I did want to bring you something about how do we keep ideas that we get for our next lesson. Not lessons in general, but the next sermon, the next lesson, the next Bible thing we're leading. How do we take notes? How do we capture the ideas that we have when we're out and about? This is so important. I remember years ago, my friend James Lloyd, who is a legendary great preacher, known to many of us from back in the, particularly in the 80s, with sermon titles that we can still remember, Who Changed the Price Tag, A Tree or a Bush, Boomerang Bible, and many others, those of us would be able to recite almost word for word. But he had a particular knack for coming up with great ideas and stories and illustrations. And he shared once how he did that, which was simply that he had a small notebook and a pencil that he kept in his pocket at all times. And whenever he saw something or whenever he had an idea, he would pull out the notebook and the pencil and write it down. So what's the modern equivalent of that? Well, we have technology these days. And I want to share with you my particular method and then get your ideas about what you do that you find so helpful. So here's what I do. I'm out and about, I'm walking, I'm praying, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and I have an idea for the next lesson. So what do? I pull out my phone, of course. But I have on here an app called Drafts. I will show you on the screen there. The top corner over here, Drafts. That's a helpful app. I think it's free. I use that. So I open it up and I'm presented with a blank space. And then I record into there what I want to remember. So I'm going to do that now. Luke 22, colon. Jesus says to do this in remembrance of him, comma. Therefore, he implies we might forget, full stop. Put into sermon tips for how to not forget what Jesus has done for us, full stop. We'll stop recording there. I'll check the screen, and I've not quite completely got the spelling right, the automatic text thing that changes it into text hasn't done it perfectly, but it's good enough. I'm not going to tidy it up now because I'm doing something, I'm walking, I'm praying. I don't want to get too distracted. So I'm going to send it to my other app that I use for this, which is Evernote. If you don't have Evernote, I'd suggest you get it. It's a fantastic app and the basic version is free and pretty good. But how do I do that? Well, there's a little button here. Now, I'm not going to describe in this video, because it's a tiny tip, how to do this in detail. Partly also, I'm not a geek, and I'm not good at explaining technical things particularly. So there are much better videos online for that. But I am going to say that I press my button here to the top right. Where's this thought going to go? It's going to go to a thing I've already set up here called Next Sermon. So I'm going to tap on Next Sermon, and you will see that the text on the screen has disappeared. It's gone. Where has it gone? Well, I'm going to stop the recording here and go to a screen recording to my laptop to show you. See you in a moment. Here we are now in Evernote, and I have a folder called Next Sermon. Let's open it up, and we see here, there it is. There's the note I sent across from Drafts. It's already synchronized into Evernote, so it's on my laptop, which means when I come later to prepare my sermon, I have my notes there. There it is. Jesus says to do this in remembrance of him. Therefore, he implies we might forget, put into sermon tips for how to not forget what Jesus has done for us. So I'll be preparing my sermon later. I'll look at that note, think, would that fit still? Is that useful? If it is, I'll put it in. If not, that's okay. And then I'll delete it after I preach that sermon so that all the ideas in here are fresh. These are for the next sermon, not ones in a few years' time, but in whatever's coming up next. So there they are. That's how I make drafts work with Evernote to save the ideas as I have them. So that's how I make Evernote and drafts work together to record notes and ideas as I have them. What do you do? I'd really be interested. Do you use different apps? Do you use different methods? How do you collate ideas for the next sermon? I'd love to know, and I'm sure everybody else would who watches or listens to these. We need to share each other's ideas so that we can learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. So that's it. That's your tiny tip for this week. I hope it's useful. Let me know. And by the way, just one more favor I'd ask of you. Can you pass this on? Pass it on to one other person that you think might benefit. There's always somebody that's thinking about preparing a lesson and how to do that in an effective way so that God's word can be communicated well. So think of that one person, that one friend, that one member of your congregation, someone you know, whether it's near to you or somewhere else in the world. Tweet it, forward it, send them a link, and let's spread the word. Thanks so much. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.